There is no donor equal to the Guru in this world. This is the Bhajan Guru Samana Nahidatta on page 141. The Guru gives the unseen thing. He tells you good things. Lust and anger have been imprisoned. Greed is also under his control. What you want to do tomorrow, do today. You will not get this company again. Then you will fall into the wheel of 84. Then you will suffer day and night. Shabad is proclaiming loudly, have the company of the saints. Worship and remember the Master. Then Kaal will bow before you. Kabir says, O Dharaman, listen. Obey my words. Open the curtain and meet the Guru and come into the divine kingdom. There is no donor equal to the Guru in this world. Bhajan of Kabir Sahib on page 141.
Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Vastu Agochara Dai Satguru Ne. Vastu Agochara Dai Satguru Ne. Bali Batai Bata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Kama Krodha Kaitkara Rake. Kama Krodha Kaitkara Rake. Loba Koleno Nata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Kalakare Sohaihi Karale. Kalakare Sohalahi Karale. Viranamile ye sata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Chorasi me jai paroge. Chorasi me jai paroge. Virabhugato dina ora rata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Shabara Pukara Pukara Kahete hai. Shabara Pukara Pukara Kahete hai. Karale Satana Sata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata. Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame. Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata, Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Sumara Bandagi Kara Sahibaki, Sumara Bandagi Kara Sahibaki, Kala Nivaye Mata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Kahi Kabir Suno Aidaramana, Kahi Kabir Suno Aidaramana, Mano Bachana Hamara Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Parada Kola Milo Satguru Se, Parada Kola Milo Satguru Se, Avalokadayara Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata, Guru Samana Nahidata Jagame, Guru Samana Nahidata.
Kabir says, O Dharman, listen, obey my words. Open the curtain and meet the Guru and come into the divine kingdom. There is no donor equal to the Guru in this world. Okay, I want to start today by reading Master Kripal Singh's Christmas message for 1959. He says, Dear ones, I send you my heartiest greetings on this auspicious day of Christmas. Let us see where we stand. The clouds of destruction are overhanging with their arsenals full to be let loose on humanity at any time. The great potential of atomic bomb destruction witnessed at Hiroshima and Nagasaki is being surpassed by still more severe weapons of destruction that have since been finalized. One wrong move brings about the complete wiping away of all civilization that mortal human nature has built up through all its ages. Serious and well-meaning efforts of great personalities of the world are visible towards stemming the great tide of destruction. We mean them well and wish them success. Let us put our might as well, MITE, might possible pun on MIDHT, as well in this great work and play an important role to bring peace to ourselves, to our neighbors, and to the world. There is suffering in the world, and men and women wander in darkness. In such a world, let us go about giving love and compassion to all. Let us serve the poor and broken ones, serve our brothers and sisters, serve birds and beasts, and all creation in whom is the breath of life. Let us not waste energy in questions and controversies. Let us light a few candles at the altar of suffering humanity. This will be achieved by having right understanding, namely, all mankind is one, The soul in man is the essence of God. We are members of the same family of God. We are all brothers in God. When we learn that God resides in every heart, we should have respect and love for all. This realization must dawn on mankind. You have been put on the way to God, which is the most natural and easiest of all. Do not be led away from the path. Transcend the body to have a flight in the higher regions, to know yourself and see that you are a drop of the great ocean of consciousness. Radiate love to all creation. The grace of the Master Power is working over your head bountifully. Let us breathe out through every pore of our body. Love and peace be unto all the world over. Let this bomb of peace and goodwill overcome the bombs of destruction. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Each action has a reaction. As you sow, so shall you reap. Let your physical sojourn be sweetly ethical, loving, cooperative, and tolerant. Without these, the great spiritual flights evade you. Be watchful. We are on the way to perfection. All are not yet perfect. There may be failures on your part and misunderstandings amongst yourselves. The former should be met with by motto of forgive and forget, and the latter by reconciling them by mutual loving contacts. There may be a lot of dross and imitation displayed in colorful and charming fashion to deflect you. All movements which sanction you to sensual life cannot take you beyond the senses. Let not their catchwords waylay you. Be steadfast and careful. Feelings, emotions, visualizations, and inferences are all subject to error. You know because you see something beyond the emotions and feelings. Let not your faith give way to your detriment. With faith in the Master Power overhead, proceed on from day to day. You are protected by the Master Power working overhead. Depend on him. You will have all the necessary inner help. The Master is waiting for his dear children to come to him within. With all love and good wishes to you for your successful career in the years to come. Kripal Singh. And I want to read a section of chapter 18 of The Stranger of Galilee, Who Made Me a Divider? Before Jesus taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, and through it how to reach that meditative state of being that is real spiritual prayer, he warned them, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Now he warns against another form of ritual designed to impress others with how holy we are. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:15-17. We have already considered this subject of impressing others from the standpoint of self-righteousness and of trading our spiritual gains for the recognition and praise of others. We learned that spirituality and adulation are incompatible. If we opt for the praise of other people, we trade our spiritual benefits for that praise. We have also learned that we must forgive others if we want to be forgiven for our offenses, because the God of love, the soul of our soul and essence of our essence, works in the fallen universe only by forgiving. Justice and fairness belong to the law of the negative power, and the true God operates in this world only by forgiving his children whom he loves, no matter what we do. When we accept others exactly as they are, we open the gate through which we allow him to work in the fallen world. Forgiving others is also our way of affirming control. According to the Masters, it gives us power over our lives and the lives of those we forgive. By forgiving them, we do God's work on their behalf, and this is genuine seva. At this point in our study of the Sermon on the Mount, it will be valuable for us to consider all these subjects from the point of view of divisions, because in all religious traditions, it is most often the problem of ritual and intolerance of others' ritual that divides one people from another. Human beings create divisions in lots of other ways too, but the Masters come only to unite. As we saw above, Jesus says in the Gospel of Thomas, "Who made me a divider?" As we look at the whole question of being divided by ritual, there are many important aspects to consider. One is the way in which we set ourselves up so that other people will look up to us, which then encourages our own complacency and our sense that we are okay but they are not. Masters have spoken very bluntly about this, and Sanchi explains the problem very carefully. Quote, "In Sant Mat, the Masters lovingly explained to us that we should mold our lives according to the laws of nature. If God Almighty has showered grace on us, we should not show it outside. We should not tell people that we have been given such a grace by our Master. The fact is that we should not even let the steam come out if God Almighty has showered grace on us. If he has given us some experience, some grace in meditation, we should keep that within, and we should not go on showing it outside to people, because when we do not keep these things to our own self, when we go on telling people, 'I am something,' or 'I have got this thing,' then whatever we have gained, we lose. Up until now, those who have said that they are something, those who have become egotistic about their achievements, have always been reduced to a pile of bones and ashes, because in the palace of love, one has to be very quiet, and only when he is quiet can he enter that palace of the Lord. In that palace there are many of our dear friends, dear souls who have reached there. We can become one of them only if we make our heart like theirs. We do not know how many dear souls have reached the palace of love, or how superior they are to us, but we can become one of them only if we become like them. Guru Nanak says, in the palace of the Lord there are many souls who are superior to others, who are superior to me. O Lord, who knows my name over there? He is not a satsangi, or a dear one, or a real lover, who keeps accounts with the Shabad Guru, who is our real master. If some comfortable moments, some happy moments come in our life, and we glorify and thank the master, but when, according to our karma, a bad or painful moment comes and we blame him, that cannot be called discipleship. That cannot be called love for the master. from In the Palace of Love, pages 193 and 194. This way of looking at things from the focus of ritual, of looking at spirituality as something we do by which we can accumulate merit and superiority, and therefore have the right to judge others, leads to the attitude of accounting that Sanchi is talking about here. The practice of thanking the Master for everything that comes can be very valuable, but often we don't realize that what happens to us is due to our karma and has nothing to do with the Master. What does have to do with him is the grace, the strength that we get from him to deal with it, whether it is good or bad. That is what we can thank him for, and if our attention is where it ought to be, we will get it from him. Again, it is a forcible turning of the vision from the outer to the inner. These rituals that Jesus talks about in the sermon, in which he contrasts with forgiveness as a way of dealing with the universe, are not bad by definition. In fact, the whole point of what he says about them is to differentiate between one way of doing them and another way of doing them. If we meditate and tell other people about it, or use it as a club to make other people do things we want them to do, then even meditation can become negative. Master Kripal Singh defines rituals that are helpful as whatever goes to help us remember God. If they don't help us to do that, they are pointless, and they can also become very divisive. Sanchi goes into this question also. We were religious-minded people. The saints and Mahatmas told us about the importance of doing the meditation of Shabad Nam, and they also told us many other things to do, but we misunderstood them and started performing rites and rituals. Whatever they told us, we forgot. We did not understand the reality, and we started doing the outer rites and rituals which were originally given for our own benefit. For example, they told us it was very good for us to keep our body clean, and we should bathe. It maintains good health if we bathe daily. But we misunderstood them and started bathing, thinking that bathing will give us liberation. And in that way, we did not understand the teaching of the Masters and started performing outer rites and rituals, believing that by doing them, we could achieve liberation. And these rites and rituals, these outer practices, became the cause of our jealousy and dispute with other communities. We fight with the people of the other community because their outer practices are not the same as ours, and we say that our practices are superior. We do not recognize or approve of other people's rites and rituals, so we fight and are jealous. In the Palace of Love, page 175. Lest anyone think that this is no longer a problem, that this is something only from the past, bear in mind that in India itself, between Hindus and Muslims, in the Middle East, between Muslims and Jews, in Northern Ireland, between Catholics and Protestants, and in Yugoslavia, between Croats, who are Roman Catholic, Serbs, who are Eastern Orthodox, and Muslims, people are ready to kill each other because their rituals are different. It is as simple as that. People who are so closely related as to be ethnically identical divide themselves on the basis of religious ritual and in some cases on the basis of belief. But as has often been pointed out, the psychological difference between ritual and belief is almost nil. Belief serves as a divider in the same way ritual does. Belief in efficacy of ritual is called orthopraxy. Belief in efficacy of belief is called orthodoxy. The two are psychologically the same. In any case, when we indicate that we are superior because we act or think in a special way, other people are excluded. Masters come to reverse this procedure. In fact, they are, and the Lord Jesus is a prime example of this, although you would never know it from Christian history, radically inclusive. This is Master Kripal's story of Moses and the Shepherd Boy from the Masnavi of Maulana Rumi, a work that Master Kripal loved. It is said, O man of wisdom, Moses, thou art sent to knit people unto me, God, and not to lead my people away from me. Once a shepherd boy leading his goats to pasture in a meadow sat under a tree and lovingly began to commune with God in this wise. O God, I wish that both of us should live side by side. I shall not make thee discomfortable. Shouldst thou fall ill, I shall attend thee day and night. Shouldst thou get tired, I shall massage thy hands and feet. I shall bring thee barley bread and spinach to eat, and give thee goat's fresh milk to drink. I shall pick up lice from thy hair and give thee a hair wash with milk and curd. The shepherd boy was deeply absorbed in these thoughts when the prophet Moses passed that way. He shouted at the boy and said, O fool, why art thou blaspheming? God is altogether unlike thee, and shall not eat thy barley bread and spinach, nor shall he ever fall ill or get lice in his head. The boy was stunned to hear this and began to tingle in every nerve and inquired, Perhaps I am wrong. I ought not to have talked like this. Will the great God be annoyed with me? With these thoughts within him, he began to cry. As he sobbed, he felt comforted and in harmony with a higher power. In that blissful state, he had a vision of God. The celestial visitant consoled him with the words, I shall accept all thine offerings, for I am well pleased with thee. In the meanwhile, Moses, having reached the heights of Mount Sinai, sat in meditation and felt within him the voice of God saying, O Moses, I am thoroughly annoyed with thee. Thou art guilty of breaking the heart of that shepherd boy who is communing with me with all love and affection. The prophet was surprised and said, O God, his words were not of love, but were blasphemous. The great God replied, Thou knowest that the world of that boy contain nothing else but barley bread, spinach, goat's milk, and lice. I gave thee wisdom, and hadst thou utilized it, thou wouldst not have spoken like this. I sent thee into the world that thou mayest knit me to those who are separated from me, and not that thou shouldst rend asunder loving hearts that are one with me. From the Way of the Saints, pages 25 and 26. Now Moses was a master. That's very clearly recognized throughout the Bible and the master's writings. Just as Dharam Das was a master who sometimes forgot, so did Moses forget. But it does not alter the fact that God definitely sent him. In this story, Moses symbolizes the way in which all of us who are called to do God's work can forget what we're supposed to do and do exactly the opposite. Instead of bringing him people who are already ripe to be brought to God, we can tear asunder those very people who are yearning for him. So we have to be very careful. The question of dividing is of the utmost importance. We have just seen that Master Kripal says, and this was in the preceding chapter where there was a long quote from his talk, The Essence of Religion. Are we patient and tolerant towards those who differ from us? Are our minds coextensive with the creation of God and ready to embrace the totality of his being? Do we bleed inwardly at the sight of the downtrodden and the depressed? We often start from the assumption that we know and the other doesn't, or that we are and the other isn't. Human beings are extremely eager to find causes for division. But we should make no mistake. The Master's message is that the spiritual revolution begins with the right understanding that God exists in every heart. Every heart, including people we don't like, people who differ from us in ways that we object to, and people whom we are used to considering inferior. The Master says God is in those hearts, and if you feel superior to them, you will have to find me in those forms. To illustrate this point, both Master Kripal and Sanchi tell this story. There was an old woman who worshipped idols. With all her love and devotion, she would burn incense and perform the ritual. One day a thought came to her. Today I will not eat any food until God accepts some part of it. So she sat there with this determination in her mind. She had some milk in a golden cup and some other food also, and she offered them to the idol and sat there waiting for God to accept some part of it. Now God Almighty thought, look at the determination of this woman. You know that idols cannot speak or eat, so how is that idol going to accept any food? But God Almighty was pleased with her devotion, so he came in the form of a very old, crippled man, knocked at her door, and asked her to give him some food. He said, I am in difficulty. I need clothes and food. Why don't you give me something? She replied, I don't have any food. Whatever food I had, I put it in front of this God, and I cannot give you anything unless he accepts part of it. So he went away. Again, God Almighty came in the form of a poor old man, poorer than the other one. And he said, I have pain in my stomach. If you would make me some tea, the pain would go away, and I'll be very grateful to you. She said, I don't have any milk to make tea. I only have the milk which I have placed before God, and unless he accepts part of it, I cannot do anything with it, and I cannot make tea. So he also went away. Now just imagine, if that woman had known that God Almighty resides in every being, in every creature, she would not have refused both those old men, who in fact were God Almighty. She would have given them food and tea. But she did not know that God Almighty resides in every being. She did not have that understanding. That is why she did not oblige. She did not give food to the living God, because she was waiting for the idol to accept it. I love that last sentence. She did not give food to the living God, because she was waiting for the idol to accept it. From In the Palace of Love, pages 66 and 67. And, of course, that story is in many places. Master Kripal told it several times when I was in his presence. And he often ends it when the woman says, well, you promised you would come. Why didn't you come? And he says, oh, I did come. I was in the form of that old man, but you didn't care for me. One of the ways in which division occurs is historically called racism. When Master Kripal was asked about racial karma, he made this comment. Karma, besides being individual vis-a-vis society of which he is a member, may as well be racial or national, and in this sense may be called collective karma. Races, like individuals, have their own prides and prejudices. Pride of color, as the whites generally have against what they call colored people. And this prejudice of theirs they manifest in diverse ways, by raising all kinds of color bars for denial of civic and social rights, political privileges, and legal remedies, all of which in course of time redound upon the perpetrators of social indignities and inequalities, causing unrest, leading at times to bloody racial wars. Again, some races boast of superiority of blood in their veins, and on that score think they form a privileged class by themselves, favored by God, to rule over and exploit others. But as is usual in such cases, they are sooner or later overtaken by nemesis. For they that rule by the sword very often perish by the sword. From Spiritual Elixir, page 41. Abraham Lincoln understood the Civil War in this country in just this way, as a war fought because of the collective karma, though he didn't use this term, that the white race in the United States had brought upon themselves by enslaving the blacks for over 200 years. He felt the war had to be fought in order to expiate that karma. Consider the words of his second inaugural address, March 4, 1865. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet if God wills that it continue until all the wealth piled by the bondsman's 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, and until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid with another drawn with the sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Of course, Western imperialism worked, perhaps still works, in just the way Master Kripal describes it in the above extract. And as a lifelong resident of a third world country, he was very aware of the perspective of those who suffered from it. Another division that Master mentioned is nationalism, which goes even beyond racism. He always distinguished between patriotism and nationalism. The love of one's country is a good thing, but it must never be at the expense of others' countries. From the Master's point of view, we are all one, and this is why he said in The Essence of Religion that peace cannot be had by warlike means. War is another historic way of dividing. And of course, all these methods are concerned with power, which in the fallen universe is fundamentally illusory. Real power comes only from not seeing the divisions or in seeing past them, going within and seeing from the Master's point of view. In the outer world, this is expressed by forgiveness. In the story of the unjust steward, which we read few times ago, it meant making the accounts less than they would appear to be. Another form of dividing is what we call sexism, and the Masters have often spoken very strongly against this. Sanchi comments, in India, especially in the past, women were treated like sandals on the feet of men. They were considered as lowly beings and were always confined to the home. No matter how good the woman may have been, she was always treated as a slave. This is because in the olden days, scholars, writers, and, quote, great people, unquote, were always men. But whenever saints and mahatmas came into this world, they gave equal status to women. For them, it does not make any difference whether one is man or woman. They give the same respect and appreciation to women as they give to men. Guru Nanak Sahib discussed this with the pundits, who argued with him a lot about the status of women. They said, how is it possible for women to be of the same status as men? How can they be pure? Every month they lose their dirty blood. In parenthesis, definition by ritual. If you define things in the way that it is to your advantage, you can easily exclude the other. So Guru Nanak Sahib lovingly told them, no doubt they have their monthly periods, but still you cannot say that they are not pure. We are all impure if our attention is not towards God. Any time we look away from God Almighty, we have become impure. Our mouth is impure, our eyes are impure. Anything which diverts our attention from Almighty God is an impurity. Kabir Sahib says, O Kabir, only those people are pure who understand the reality and live up to it. From In the Palace of Love, page 166. And I'm going to stop there. And this is something that it is very easy to forget unless we really see in our hearts the truth that all mankind is one and that God resides in every heart. But these, I mentioned definition of ritual in the reading. It's so easy to define things in a way that accrues to our advantage, and we do it all the time. Great people, so-called, do it. Lowly people do it. We do it. Just as an example, in the Christian Church, the Catholic Church in particular, but the Eastern Orthodox Churches also, and some of the Protestant churches too, the question of whether women can be clergy or priests is a very strong issue. The Episcopal Church, Church of England, has divided pretty much over this. One of the reasons given is that when the clergy was ordained by Jesus at the Last Supper, and that all of the people at the Last Supper were men. And so this has become, the question of how you define who is worthy to be a clergy person. The problem with this is, first of all, we don't know that. It's never stated anywhere that all the people were men, although it could be implied, but it's very definitely not stated. And the second thing is that it depends on what we're looking at, because all the people at the Last Supper were also Jews. And you can think, now, does that mean that every priest in the Catholic Church has to be a Jew? But it's just as logical as the other. It just depends on how we define it. And this is something we do all. It's part of what Master calls being asleep. We do it all the time, and it's not just great institutions that do it. It happens all the time. It's one of the human ways of dealing with things. We define something in such a way as appeals to what we already want to do, to our presuppositions and preconditions, and then we assume that that is of divine origin. And so it goes. And we see examples of it all the time, and the Master also, it has to do with the things that the Master was talking about in the Christmas message that we read earlier, the weapons of destruction and all that, which are still very, very much with us, even though that message was given now many more than 50 years ago. I want to conclude satsang this morning by reading Sanchi's message from 1990. And this, of course, this message was given on the eve of the Gulf War, not the invasion of Iraq in 2003, but the original Gulf War in 1990, dated December 1st of that year. And Sanchi says, "Dear beloveds, may the love and blessings of Almighty God be with you at this time of Christmas and the new year. We are the fortunate ones that the Supreme Lord has chosen to manifest in our hearts through the grace of our beloved Father Kripal. In the time of Jesus, some lucky ones had the blessed opportunity of sitting at his feet and having their souls awakened. Such a power was he that still his life is remembered and his birth is celebrated after 2,000 years. We should be thankful for all the past masters who have showered grace on us, the unlucky ones who were trapped, kicked, and knocked in this world. They have left their beautiful home of love and light, Sach Khand, to come down and bring us their message of peace. They invite us to come back to our real abode in the palace of the Lord. and then using their grace, they take us there. Such a soul was Jesus, the Shining One, and it is good that we remember his grace on us, the poor, lost, and blind ones. The new year is also coming, and we wish that it will bring new hope to all the creation. No doubt there are dark and stormy clouds hovering over the world, but in the room of the heart, a lamp is burning brightly, and it shows us the way of love. When we go inside with his grace, we will discover it is all light, all love, and all peace. In this barren land in which we are orphaned, the tears of love have caused the showers of mercy to flow. We should not worry. The Master Power is always protecting us, but we should not delay. We should make a resolve to spend more time remembering that one who saves us at each and every moment. In this way, we can honor the message of peace given out by Jesus, Guru Nanak, and all the masters, including our Father, Supreme Master Kripal. Remembering beloved Kripal, do your meditation with all your heart. May all of Master's love and blessings shower down on you in the new year and beyond. He is the Great One. With all his love, yours affectionately, Ajay Singh. And I would point out that everything that he said in that message is equally applicable to the coming new year and the situation in the world today. Our closing bhajan is on page 252. Sawan, Sawan, Duniya Kendi. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, he gave me the gift of immortal Kripal. And I would point out something that always seemed interesting to me. Hansada, Hansada means literally laughing and laughing. And if any of you remember seeing the pictures of Baba Sawan Singh when he's laughing while giving satsang, it just brings that to mind. The absolutely magnificent image of him laughing. Since I saw Sawan, I have hidden him in my eyes. I have never forgotten the way Sawan smiled. Sawan is beloved. Sawan is beautiful. Sawan is the owner of my heart. He was the radiant form who lives in the eyes. His style was unique. His glory was unique. Still, I have not understood. Every day I cry. Every day I sing. People call me mad. White beard, broad forehead, tying a turban, he came. Even the fairies bow down to him, and the moon has come out in the sky. The world searches for him outside, but he has given everyone the slip. Let us all go to Sirsa, Kripal proclaimed. Ajayb also sang, gracious Sawan has caused the drizzle to shower. Come, let us all have the darshan of the radiant form. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, laughing and laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal Kripal. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 252.
Sawan, Sawan, Duniya Kendi, Meyo Dima Sitani. Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kripal Marnishani. Sawan, Sawan, Duniya Kendi, Meyo Dima Sitani. Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kripala Marani Shani Sawana Sawana Duniya Kendi Jadada Sawana Najariyaya Palkavicha Lukaya Aaj tak na bhulahi sakiya jo sawan muskaya jadada sawan najriyaya palka vicha lukaya Aaj tak na bhulahi sakiya jo sawan muskaya sawan pyara sawan sona sawan pyara sawan sona sawan dil bar jani hansida degiya menu kirpal mar nishani sawan duniya kendi me yodima sitani Hansida degiya menu kirpal mar nishani sawan duniya kendi o si ek nurani chehra Anka vicha samaya Choj nirali shana nirali Aj samaj na aya O si ek anurani chehra Anka vicha samaya Choj nirali shana nirali Aj samaj na aya Nita hi rova nita hi gava Nita hirova, nita higava, lokkahina divani, hansida hansida dehigiya menu, impala marnishani. Sawana duniya kendi me yodimasitani hansida degiya menu kirpala marnishani Sawana duniya kendi Chelo niseyo Chiti dari choda mata Pagari manasa jaya Pariyataka unusaja dekardiya Chanvi ambara chadaya Chiti dari choda mata Pagariban saja aya Pariyataka unu saja dekardiya Chan viam barachadaya. Dunia onu bahar labdi. Dunia onu bahar labdi. Degia ki tej kani. Hansida degia menu. Kirpal mar nishani. Sawana dunia kendi. Me odimasitani. Hansida degia menu. Kirpal mar nishani. Sawana dunia kendi. Chelo niseyo sirsanu chaliye. Kirpal ne hukalaya. Sawande aluneiri majimalai, ajaiba ne vigaya. Aluni seio sirasanu chalie, kirpal ne hukalaya. Sawande aluneiri majimalai, ajaiba ne vigaya. Avohu sabhi darshan kariye. Avo sabhi darshan kariye. O surata nurani. Hansida degia menu. Kirpal mar nishani. Sawana dunia kendi. Me odimasitani. Hansida degia menu. Kirpal mar nishani. Sawana dunia kendi.
The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Laughing and laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal Kapal. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Laughing and laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal Kapal. May God bless us all.